just lift you up today. We love you, and we're just thankful that you're with us here. You're always guiding us, taking care of us. You're an awesome God, and we confess that we fall short of your ways, Father God. We just thank you for so many blessings that are bestowed upon us each and every day, family and friends and this church and everything that we have, so many blessings to be thankful for. We ask that you supply your love, your mercy, and your grace upon this day and upon this service. As you watch over us, guide us, and direct us, and be with Rocio as she brings your message today, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Stand. Today's call to worship comes from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now remain standing for the hymn. Thank you. work out this time, but we know you got big plans there, and things will work out. Just be with him, guide them, and bless them through this time. Lift up this service to you. Lift up Rocio as she brings a message. Lord, bless her, guide her, take care of her as she brings your word, and let us listen with open ears, open hearts, and open minds. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And, oh Lord, also thank you for the offering and the givers and the blessings that we have up here. We haven't been passing the plate. We thank you for everybody that's been giving, and we thank you for the givers. We thank you for our offering in Jesus' name.
Seminary building where I was a student my last year of seminary, and And I would always like to tease him, you know, saying that he went on a mission. And his mission was to find a wife. And he accomplished the mission. So we're very pleased to be here with you this morning. And I really like the opportunity to be speaking to you about what God has been doing in our lives and this new ministry that God had called us to back in Marion. And we're just thrilled to see how God is moving in this task that he gave us about 3 years ago to start a new bilingual faith community in Marion. And we've been doing that. God has been amazing. Just seeing God in action is really, really, really great for us. But before I move on and tell you more about this, I want to ask you to please join me in prayer. Dear God, we want to thank you. Thank you for this opportunity you give us to be here at your house today. We have come with everything we have, and we pray that you will receive it as an offering to you. I pray that through this message, your Holy Spirit guide us and speak to us, and just ignite in us that desire to go and reach and just follow your will for this world. I thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters here, and I just ask you, God, and I pray that you guide me this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So it was about 4 years ago when I met a woman at my son's pre-K classroom who happened to be also from Mexico. And, you know, after dropping the kids at school, sometimes we would stay at the parking lot and just talk. And she quickly opened up about some struggles that she was going through at home. And, you know, during our conversations, she would just tell me, you know, all these issues that she was having. And I would just listen sometimes, right? Until one day I said, hey, you know, I've been through some of those struggles myself, and I really have found that prayer is a great resource that God gives us to gather strength and to guide us. I said, would you be okay if maybe we pray together over, you know, your situation? And she said, yeah, sure, let's do that. So I said, how about you come to my house tomorrow and we pray? She gladly agreed, and the next day she came to my house, and I read in my Bible Psalm 91, and we prayed, and it was just a good, good meeting. So before she left, I said, hey, would you like to do this again, maybe next week? And she was like, yeah, sure, I really need it, and I really like what we did today. Yeah, let's do it next week. Next week, first thing in the morning, she was there at my door. we're not reaching to the husbands, to the man. How do you think we can do that? So we talked and we come to my husband and said, well, won't you invite them over? You know, we will invite the whole families over. And I thought, well, yeah, that's a great idea. He said, well, we can get together to just have maybe hot cocoa, because he was in the colder months. We'll have hot cocoa and maybe dessert. Churros, you know, Hispanics, we love churros, so let's buy churros. Yeah, let's do that. So our house was very small, so we thought, well, how about we rent a banquet room there in Marion? So that's what we did. We rented a banquet room for one night, and we invited all these women to come along with their families, their husbands, their children, and we invited everybody on that we know, right, that could be interested in bilingual ministry or just being exposed to the language, or all our friends on Facebook. And that first night, it was amazing. We had, in that first meeting, we had over 60 people that showed up from all over South America, Central America. I mean, name a country, they were there. We had people coming from Harrisburg, all the way to Compton, and it was amazing. Everybody brought a dish to share. We sang praises. We shared the gospel. We ate, and then we ate again, and then it was fantastic. We were able to minister now, you know, to their husbands and children. We share a Bible message for the children, and it was just amazing. And then as we were getting ready to somebody asked us, are you guys doing this again? And I remember Russ and I look at each other like, I guess we are. How about next month? And that's how our ministry started. Every month, gathering just to share churros and hot cocoa or chocolate. And it has been really, really amazing. It has been fantastic. Joshua, David, everybody is involved in that. And so basically we gather together, you know, around a meal, and then we do just the program, which consists in worship, both Spanish and English. We share a gospel message. It's the same thing as translation. There's translation in everything. And it has been just fantastic. And really, we've been meeting since February 2019, every month, and we have people, we have met new couples that we didn't even know they existed, you know, that they lived in Marion, and people have been adding and adding, and we started to just grow the group. We even started small groups, where you know, in prayer groups, smaller groups. Participated in some of the programs that Marion had to help the community. We gave Bibles and prayer journals to all the families, to all the children as well. It was amazing to receive, you know, the pictures on the phone with the children reading their Bible. It was just a blessing. And we did, you know, we started growing and growing this group. We even had a leadership team. And then we hired our first employee. We hired our worship leader. And that was one of those very happy moments, you know, that we experienced. And then in 2020, the beginning of 2020, things were going great. God was providing for us. God was providing people. God was providing resources, the team. It seemed like, you know, one of those moments when you think, wow, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then we celebrated that 2020, we celebrated our first anniversary. And it was fantastic. We had a big party and all that. And then a month later, well, you know what happens, right? COVID hits, and then we're canceled. We're forced to cancel. because I think we're going in different directions, and they leave. And a month after that, our leader, our worship leader, decides to quit. And seeing all those things happening, and seeing kind of like, you know, my plans, you know, going, ooh, it was really hard. Really hard, to say the least. It was a major disappointment. Seeing, you know, all those expectations that we had built over this ministry, and just collapsing, really nothing going according to how we planned it to be, it was really sad for us. And I remember I just went through kind of like phases, right? I went through the phase of being like really, really mad, and then I was really, really sad, and then I moved on to blame everybody else, and then I was like super afraid. And I honestly, I questioned God. What's going on, God? I thought you and I were in an agreement here. I don't understand what's going on. And, you know, I had a lot of doubts. Is this really what you are calling me to do? I don't understand. How are we going to move on? And I got really, you know, to a point where I was just didn't know what else to do. I got really disappointed. You know, I feel like as humans, we like to have plans, don't we? We like to feel like we're in control of our lives. We feel like we know how, we know best how to get from A to B. We know our plan. And when those plans get sidetracked, well, we kind of get mad. And we question God. God, I thought, you know, this is the way you told me that I should be going. We got upset. And sometimes what God wants us to do moment when he's going to meet Jesus, finally, the person that he has been announcing all this time is here. This is the moment that John has been planned in his head all along. He knows exactly how we should go, right? This is the moment where he stops what he's doing and he allows Jesus to baptize him. This is going to be great. This is going to be awesome. This is exactly how we should go. It's finally here. And then we read in the scripture that it went nothing like John planned it, right? Nothing goes like John planned it. It goes exactly the other way. Matthew 3, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you. So why are you coming to me?'" See what's going on here? The Bible says that John, when he sees his plans not going the way he thought they should go, John tries to deter Jesus. Why? Well, because for John, you know, this isn't how it should go. There's no way I am going to baptize you, Jesus. I mean, you are the only reason why I'm out here dunking people in water. I need your baptism, not you, mine. And John cannot understand, right? He's probably thinking, Jesus, you've got all this wrong here. And he tries to deter Jesus. Have you ever tried to deter Jesus? I know I have. You know, in the starting of this ministry, I used to think, oh my goodness, God, are you serious? Like, a new ministry, Marianne Bilingual Ministry, is this even a good idea? Is this even, like, that many Hispanics in Marianne? I thought it was just me and my neighbor trying to deter Jesus. God, I don't think I have what it takes. God, I don't think I'm prepared. I don't think my English is good. I don't think I can do this. This is just way too big for me. Just how about you pass to the next girl? I'm not your girl, Jesus. I can't do this. This is too big. Trying to deter Jesus all the time. Trying to, you know, make Jesus change his mind about the plan that he had for my life. And then, as my asking us to do is just stop trying to deter Jesus and stop trying to convince Jesus that, you know, this mess must be a mistake. Stop trying to avoid what's happening and instead just look at and see what God is trying to do here. And trust that He is working everything together for something way better that we can even possibly think or imagine. Look at verse 15. Jesus replied, "Let it be so now." After John tries to deter Jesus, he says, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." And then John consented. John agreed. When John was trying to deter Jesus, Jesus says, "Let's do this now, John. Let's do this now." And I'm pretty sure, you know, God is saying this to one of us here, or someone here listening. I know God tells me this all the time. Let's do this now, not later. Not when you feel more comfortable. Not when you think, you know, you got everything together. Not when you have more time. Not when you have completed the 1 year reading Bible plan that you had just started. It is now. I need you now. And when Jesus says now, we should do exactly what John did. Consent. Agree. Trust Him. Let God use us. Even when it makes zero sense to us. Even when we think, you know, just as crazy, but, you know, God thinks, you know, we can do sometimes. I'm sure John still thinking, "Oh, Jesus, you just, this is not how you should go. But okay, I'll do it. I'll consent." And John consents. And look what happens. Verse 16 and 17. As soon as Jesus was baptized, He went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened. And He saw the Spirit of God ascending like a dove and a lightning on Him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is My Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." Wow. What a moment this is. Look at what John almost got in the way of. He almost reasoned his way out of being process is greater than